Hi, my name is Sanjay Soni, PDW TSP US West, and today we're going to talk about PDW Parallel Data Warehouse Architecture and Demo. In terms of agenda, we're going to start with the architecture itself, and then talk about querying and loading sides of things, and then followed by a short demo, and then we'll summarize this. So let's get started. So we talked about PDW in the previous video. It's our pre-configured, pre-tested hardware software, integrated, if you would, data warehouse appliance. With a difference, it's an MPP system, massively parallel processing happening there. And you can have scalability from tens to hundreds of terabytes, 600 terabyte plus systems of data warehouse you can have. And flexibility you have is from HP or Dell. You can start with a half rack system, then grow to four rack system as your need grows, if you would. It's the most comprehensive solution in terms of nice integration with BI tools, for example, analysis services, reporting services, Power Pivot, good stuff. In terms of architecture, at a high level, you have a control rack on the left-hand side and a data rack. Every PDW is going to have a control rack. In terms of data rack, you could have a half rack or a full rack all the way to a four rack system. So let's start with something simple, a full rack system. So I'm going to open this up a little bit. And on the left-hand side is the control rack. This is where, and then on the right-hand side is a compute, the data rack. But let's start with something we all are familiar with. We are familiar with SQL Server, right? Software. So you can install SQL Server today. You have a software CD. You can install it on a server or a box that you have, and think of it as a compute node in terms of the semantics from PW. Think of it as a compute node, one server, where you have disk attached to it, you have memory, a certain amount of course, stamped DB is there as well. So this is your one SQL Server instance on this one compute node. We call it compute node one in this case. That can work, right? You can have one instance. Now imagine 10 of those, 10 compute nodes, right? So they have a SQL Server instance on each of these compute nodes. They can all work in parallel. They're not sharing any of the disk or memory, the shared nothing architecture, right? And all of when a query is sent, it can happen on each of these compute nodes all in parallel, and it all can be very, very fast. And then, of course, you have a spare compute node here for high availability. High availability is built in all over. So in terms of left-hand side, the control rack, you have a control node. So to the outside world, to a DBA, or to an application, it looks like one SQL Server instance though. The whole complexity is hidden from the DBA or the application. You look at this one PDW instance, right? The SQL Server is installed here as well. Your application or you interact with this one PDW box. Behind the scenes, you have these compute nodes which are acting on the SQL. So let's take an example. You write a SQL query. It goes to the control node, and control node converts that SQL query into a distributed SQL or MPP execution plan happens. And then that query gets executed on each of these compute nodes in parallel and comes back to control node, which sends the results to you. So that was a very, very high level explanation. We'll come back to this, but for now, let's take a look on the right-hand side one more time. So what are you getting in each of these compute nodes that I was talking about? It's highly tuned SMP node, really, and complete independent SQL Server. It's a true MPP architecture with 12 cores on each of these and 96 gigs of RAM. Now, if you have 10 of those, guess what? You have almost a terabyte of RAM, right? 960 gigs of RAM on this full rack system, 120 cores right there, and 153 terabytes of, space that you can use in terms of rack capacity. Now, of course, it's all connected through this very fast dual InfiniBand right here and dual fiber channel. Again, it's all dual for the high availability. And the spare node is, of course, there for your, in case of any failovers happen. So all that good stuff, compute nodes. Now let's take a look at the left-hand side. The left-hand side, remember, was the control rack. So this is what your client sees. Your client sees that one SQL instance of PDW. It always connects to that instance of SQL Server. And then, it does not contain any user data, but essentially it processes SQL requests from the customer or the client, and then prepares execution plan and orchestrates distributed execution across all compute nodes. your local SQL Server process. So once the results come back from compute nodes to control rack, to control node, the local SQL Server processes final query plan and aggregates the results, sends it back to the client. In terms of management node, this provides support and patching for the appliance, right? So you have service packs happening, you know, security updates happening, all happens through management node. HPC computing happens here, and there's also Active Directory domain controller. In terms of landing zone, this is the place, you know, where it's a high capacity storage basically for you, for your data files from ETL processes. You could use SSIS or Informatica, other tools, and let's say your files, you can store those here, and it's all loaded into PW, a very, very fast InfiniBand network, okay? And in terms of backup node, it's your place to backup your data from compute nodes. All of that could be done at a very fast speed, as you can see here, 4 to 6 terabytes an hour for a full data rack. And here is a sample, you know, full rack system, how it looks like. You have 10 compute nodes, one spare, you know, compute node, and all the good stuff you're looking at. In terms of half rack, out of in sort of 10, you now have 4 compute nodes, if you would, and same spare that was there before. So 4 compute nodes, this is your half rack system. So you can start small and grow as your need grows. All right, let's take an example here. So query one, you're sending a SQL query, it goes to the compute node, it goes to the control node first, right? And it creates MPP execution plan and sends requests to all compute nodes, all executed on compute nodes in parallel. And then control node combines the results and sends final response to the application. Okay. With that, let's take a look at multiple users sending the query. Multiple users can send the query to the control rack. Then same thing happens here. Your compute node is going to execute all kinds of simultaneous query executions at the same time, and the result is going to go back. But let's guess what? We also want to show you loading. The PW is great at loading while querying, right? Very common scenario. So you can load this data into landing zone, and then it round robins and moves this data to the compute nodes where this data movement service is running. It moves the data appropriately to various compute nodes inside of this data rack, right? So all this loading and querying can happen in parallel. Now let's take a look at the system in a short demo. So I'm going to show you this thing. Here you can get a glimpse of the whole appliance. But take a look here. Here in the performance monitor, you're looking at these compute nodes 1 to 8. Here's a control node. What are the discrete bytes per second, discrete bytes per second? You know what? I'm going to just remove all of these and just show you maybe just what's happening on this compute node 5. Well, compute node 5 happens to have all these, you know, cores available. Nothing is being used much. So why don't we make use of this thing? So I'm going to execute this reporting services report, which is sending a SQL query to PDW. It's being executed, as you can see that. Now you'll start to see the usage coming up. Now what you might be noticing is that all of these compute nodes are being used in parallel. Guess what? You don't have this disk and memory bottleneck here. It's all being used, all processors are being used in parallel for you. And of course, if you want to see compute node 6, you can always click on compute node 6 and you are able to see compute node 6 as well. And by the way, all the aggregations were calculated on the fly. No cubes were used in behind all this. The query is done and the result should be coming back right now through the control node. It's there. So that was just a short demo for you. So I hope you enjoyed this segment here. To learn more about PW, visit our PW website and also watch more videos from SQL DW Shorts. For any questions, email me ssony@microsoft.com. Thank you.